شريكنا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, then to continue with Lum'atul I'tiqad, the book of creed and belief compiled by Imam Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah. Then we were on the section with regard to affirmation of Allah the Most High's attribute of al-kalam, of speech. With regard to what we had last time, then we covered last time pages 112 to 116 of this Egyptian print that most of us have, which is the same as pages 111 to 115 of the Sa'di edition. We covered a portion of the text which mentions a number of ayahs. So from what we had, to summarize some of the points that Shaykh al-Fawzan hafidhahullah mentioned in his explanation, just some of the main points, then we had the point that Allah the Most High spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. Allah spoke directly to him and called to him without there being any intermediary between them. And the evidence for that, one of the evidences, was the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 164, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, with the explanation Allah spoke directly to Musa. And Shaykh al-Fawzan made it clear at the beginning of the sentence, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى, the explanation Allah spoke to Musa. Any doubt that anyone may wish to bring that this was not direct and real speech is negated by the verbal noun at the end of this sentence, taklima, with speech. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah, literally, the explanation, and Allah spoke to Musa with speech. Another point that we had was that Allah the Most High does not speak to anyone in the life of this world directly, whilst being seen. Allah does not show Himself to anyone in this world and speak to them directly with them seeing Him. Rather, Allah either sends direct inspiration to the person, He inspires them with something, as happened with the mother of Musa alayhi salam, that she was inspired to place him in the thing that she placed in the river. The second way is that Allah sends revelation through an angel. Or the third way is that Allah speaks directly, as happened with Musa alayhi salam, that Allah speaks directly, but from behind a veil or a screen. And the evidence for this is Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, Ayah 51. Another point that we had was, again, to stress the point that Musa alayhi salam, what he heard was the speech of Allah. When he approached the right-hand side of the mountain and he saw the fire, then he heard, what he heard was the speech of Allah the Most High. He heard Allah speaking directly, in reality. And this was not something metaphorical or a figure of speech. Rather, he heard Allah the Most High speaking directly to him. And that Allah, indeed, this proves that Allah speaks with true and real speech, with letters and with a voice. We had a point also in refutation of some of the deviants, the Jahmiyyah, that they say that Allah created speech in the tree. What Musa alayhi salam heard, this was speech which Allah created. He heard something created. So the saying of the Jahmiyyah, the deviants, the Jahmiyyah, is that Allah created some speech in that tree, and Musa heard the created speech. And just for one question then, who can remember the refutation that the Imam Ibn Qudama gives to this, and the refutation that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions of this? The saying that what Musa alayhi salam heard was created speech. who can remember the refutation of that? And as the answer is the word they was indeed that the what was said, the voice that Musa alayhi salam heard, as mentioned in the ayahs of the Quran, different ayahs, then amongst what was said was إِنَّنِي أَنَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي. The explanation, I am Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except me, so worship me alone. And like the other ayahs with the explanation, and establish the prayer for my remembrance, and so on to the rest of the ayahs. So these are things that can only be said by Allah the Most High. Only Allah can say, I am Allah, worship me alone. And so on. A tree cannot say this. With regard to the continuation of this section, then Imam Ibn Qudamah al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah, he continued on what occurs on page 116 of the Egyptian edition, on page 115 of the Saudi edition. وَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ بِالْوَحِي سَمِعَ صَوْتَهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ وَرُوِيَ ذَلِكَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, رحمه الله, and عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, when Allah speaks with the revelation, the inhabitants of the heavens hear His voice. And this is related from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, when Allah speaks with the revelation, the inhabitants of the heavens hear His voice. And this is related from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That last part being, of course, the quote from the Imam Ibn Qudamah. And this is reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regard to the authenticity of this narration, then the verifier, Shaykh Badr al-Badr, mentions in his checking, he says about this narration of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. This occurs from a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud in mawquf form, meaning as the saying of the companion only, as his own saying. However, it is not with this wording, not the same exact same wording as occurs here. Rather, its wording is إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ بِالْوَحِي سَمِعَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاوَاتِ شَيْئًا, to the end. He quotes all the way to the end with the wording, when Allah speaks with the revelation, the inhabitants of the heavens hear something. And then when the terror is removed from their hearts and the sound or the voice becomes quiet, they know that it is the truth. Then they call out, what has your Lord said? They say the truth. Shaykh Badr al-Badr said, this is mentioned by al-Bukhari in disconnected form. Al-Bukhari quotes this without the chain, without the whole chain of narration. In his Sahih, and you'll find it in the Sahih of al-Bukhari in the chapter heading before hadith number 7481, just before it. And he mentions it with a connected chain in his book Khalq Af'al al-Ibad. Khalq Af'al al-Ibad, book of al-Bukhari. Al-Bukhari brings it there with a fully connected chain of narration. And it's reported by al-Bayhaqi in his book Al-Asma' wa Sifat and others, with a chain of narration which is sahih, authentic. Also, with regard to the authenticity of this report, Shaykh al-Albani reported it, or Shaykh al-Albani mentioned in As-Sahihah under hadith number 1293 that this narration is authentic as a statement of Ibn Mas'ud, and it's authentic as a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, both. And just to quote the actual hadith that Shaykh al-Albani authenticates, the full wording of the hadith, and Shaykh al-Albani mentions in As-Sahiha, as hadith number 1293, he quotes the hadith with the wording, with translation of the wording, when Allah the Most High speaks with the revelation, the inhabitants of the heavens hear from the heavens a clanging noise, like the dragging of a chain, like the dragging of a chain over a rock. So they fall unconscious, and they continue in that state until Jibreel comes to them. Then the terror is removed from their hearts. Until Jibreel comes to them, so that when Jibreel comes to them, the terror is removed from their hearts, and they say, O Jibreel, what has your Lord said? So he says, the truth. So they say, the truth, the truth. Shaykh al-Albani said, rahimahullah, reported by Abu Dawood and Ibn Khuzaymah in his book At-Tawheed and Al-Bayhaqi in Al-Asma wa Sifat. And then Shaykh al-Albani quotes the chains of narration from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Shaykh al-Albani said, this chain of narration is sahih, authentic, to the standard of the two shaykhs. Then Shaykh al-Albani mentions reports which Ibn Khuzaymah brings of this hadith as being a statement of Ibn Mas'ud only. And in the end of that, Shaykh al-Albani said, and it's being a statement of the companion, even though it's more authentic than being traced back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is why Al-Bukhari quotes it without a full chain of narration in his Sahih, it does not weaken its attribution to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since it could not have been stated based upon personal opinion, as is clear, especially when it has a hadith which witnesses for it from a hadith of Abu Hurairah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported by Al-Bukhari, At-Tirmidhi and others. So in other words, this hadith is authentic as a statement of Ibn Mas'ud, and it's also authentic as a statement of the Prophet himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regard to explanation of this part, then Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, when Allah speaks with the revelation, His voice is heard by the inhabitants of the heavens, and they are the angels, those who are in the heavens. This is mawquf from Ibn Mas'ud. Now this is a statement of Ibn Mas'ud. However, it occurs traced back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an. Even as there's a hadith here, which is, as we just heard, just a statement of Mas'ud. The same hadith is also traced back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaykh Fawzan said, from a hadith of a different companion, An-Nawas ibn Sam'an, with the wording, when Allah speaks with the revelation, then because of it, the heavens shake or quake severely, and when the inhabitants of the heavens hear that, they fall in a faint, they fall down faint, and they fall down in prostration to Allah. So the first one who raises his head is Jibreel, and Allah speaks to him with whatever he wishes from his revelation. And then Jibreel goes forth, and whenever he passes by the inhabitants of a heaven, its people or its inhabitants ask him, what did our Lord say, O Jibreel? So he says, he said the truth, and he is Al-Ali, the Exalted One, Al-Kabir, the incomparably great one. And as for this particular narration of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an, then as we had before, or I had something from it before, I had a mention of it before. Then this narration was reported by Ibn Khuzaymah as a side point, narrated by Ibn Khuzaymah in his book of Tawheed, and by Ibn Abi Asim in As-Sunnah, and Al-Ayajurri in his book As-Sharia, and it was declared weak, da'if, by Shaykh al-Albani, in his checking of As-Sunnah, because its chain of narration contains Nu'aym ibn Hammad, who, even though he's a great Imam of the Sunnah, who died of holding the Sunnah, yet in narrating hadith, he was weak in his, with regard to his memory. And its chain of narration contains Al-Walid ibn Muslim, who used to perform tadlis at Taswiyah. He used to miss out weak narrators further down the chain. So Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, he declared this particular narration weak. But as we heard, as for the main narration, the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, and the narration of Ibn Mas'ud from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's authentic. And back to the text of Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, the explanation, he said, so this shows that Allah speaks with speech which causes the heavens to quake and shake out of awe of him, and that the angels fall faint and fall in prostration to Allah. And when they recover, they ask, what did our Lord, ماذا قال ربنا, the extra dot by mistake included here, ماذا قال ربنا, what did our Lord say, O Jibreel? So he says, he said the truth, and he is the exalted one, the incomparably great one. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so this shows affirmation of speech for Allah, and that it is heard by the heavens, and it is heard by the inhabitants of the heavens, and it is conveyed by Jibreel from Allah. He conveys it to those whom Allah has commanded him to convey it to, from the messengers amongst mankind. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah quotes another narration, وَرَوَى عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ أُنَيْسٍ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّهُ قَالْ يَحْشُرُ اللَّهُ الْخَلَائِقَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا بُهْمًا فَيُنَادِيهِمْ بِصَوْتٍ يسمعه من بعد كما يسمعه من قرب من قرب أنا الملك أنا الديان رواه الأئمة واستشهد به البخاري. He said, and Abdullah ibn Unais reported from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said, Allah will gather the created beings on the day of resurrection, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised, having nothing with them. And he will call out to them with a voice which will be heard by those who are distant, just as it will be heard by those who are close, saying, I am the King, I am the Recompenser. Reported by the Imams and utilized as evidence by Al-Bukhari. As for who reports this narration and the authenticity of it, then in this edition you'll find that the checking for this narration is on the previous page, on page 117. Where the first star occurs. It's been put on the wrong page in this edition. So they mention there, this report is reported by Ahmad in Al-Musnad and Al-Bukhari in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and mentioned by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih Mu'allaqan, without a connected chain of narration, mentioned in the chapter heading, before hadith number 78, and also before hadith number 7481, and it is a hadith whose chain of narration is Hassan, is good. Likewise, Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, he said about this narration in his abridged Bukhari, Mukhtasar al-Bukhari, Shaykh al-Albani said, it is reported by the author, al-Bukhari, in his book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, and by Ahmad and Abu Ya'la, with a Hassan, with a good chain of narration. Whereas this narration, his Hassan, Shaykh al-Bani judges narration to have a Hassan, a good chain of narration. And just as a point of benefit again, we have had this narration before in another lesson we'll mention, because this is an important narration. This is a narration which Al-Bukhari brings in his, all this being a side point, this is a narration which Imam Al-Bukhari brings in Kitab al-Ilm, in the Alam Kitab al-Tawheed. So he brings it in the Book of Knowledge with regard to the virtue of travelling for knowledge. And he mentions it, that this is a narration for which the companion Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma travelled for a whole month to hear just this one hadith. So in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, where he reports it with a connected chain, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, then he reports it from a hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, just to take the wording of this hadith, from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, that a hadith reached him from a man from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That man being clear, as occurs in other narrations, being this companion who is mentioned here, Abdullah ibn Unais. So the wording here in Adab al-Mufrad is from Jabir ibn Abdullah, that it reached him that a man from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a hadith. So he bought a camel, and he put his provisions upon it and travelled for a month until he came to Sham, and he found Abdullah ibn Unais. He said, so I sent a messenger to him that Jabir is waiting at your door. So the messenger came back and said, Jabir ibn Abdullah. So he said, I said yes. So he came out and he embraced me. I said, a hadith, or news of a hadith has reached me which I have not heard. I feared that I would die or you would die. So he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Allah will raise up the servants, or the people, barefoot, or rather he said, or the people, he said, Allah will raise up the servants or the people naked, uncircumcised, buhman, without anything. So we said, what is buhman? He said, having nothing with them. And he will call out to them with a voice which will be heard by those who are far. I think he said, just as it will be heard by those who are close, saying, I am the king. It is not befitting for anyone from the people of paradise that he should enter paradise, whilst anyone from the people of the fire seeks him for correction of a wrongdoing. And it is not befitting that anyone from the people of the fire should enter the fire, whilst anyone from the people of paradise seeks from him correction of some wrongdoing. He said, I said, and how will that be? When we come to Allah naked with nothing, he said, bil hasanati was sayyi'at, with good deeds and evil deeds. Shaykh al-Bani said, Hasan. So then back to the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, with regard to this narration, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan said, this shows that speech from Allah, the Majestic and Most High, is such that its individual instances newly come about, and that he speaks whenever he wishes, So this is speech which occurs from him, he the Perfect and Most High, on the day of resurrection. It is speech with a voice, and this negates its being majaz. This negates its being metaphorical. It can't be just a figure of speech. It can't be called speech, but it's not really speech. This narration clearly shows it's not metaphorical. Sharifazan said, so this negates its being something metaphorical. يَسْمَعُهُ مَنْ قَرُبَ وَمَنْ بَعُدَ. It will be heard by whoever is close and whoever is distant. Shaykh al-Fawzan said this contains a proof that this speech is true and real. Haqiqi is true and real, and that it is with a voice, and that it will be heard. And that will occur upon the mahshar, that will occur upon the gathering place, when Allah gathers together the created beings on the day of resurrection. He will call out with a voice, Ana al-Malik, Ana al-Dayyan, I am the King, I am the Recompenser. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this clearly shows that this speech will come from Allah, the Majestic and Most High, and that it will be with a voice, and that it will be heard. So after this detailed clarification and this clear explanation, is there any need for anything else to show that Allah, the Majestic and Most High, speaks with true and real speech, and that he speaks whenever he wishes, and that his speech occurs newly and repeatedly? He, the Perfect and Most High, whenever he wishes, he commands and he forbids, and he creates and he gives provision. All of that occurring through his speech. He, the Majestic and Most High. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes evidence for this. Quotes the ayah, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Surah Yasin, the 36th surah, ayah 82. With the explanation and his command, when he wishes anything, is just that he says to it, be, and it is. Whenever Allah wishes to, as Shaykh al-Fawzan indicates here, whenever Allah wishes to command something, or forbid something, or create something, or give provision, then he says, be, and it is. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he ends this part of the section with another narration and says, وَفِي بَعْضِ الْآثَارِ أَنَّ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لَيْلَةَ رَأَى النَّارَ فَهَالَتْهُ وَفَزِعَ مِنْهَا نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ يَا مُوسَى فَأَجَابَ سَرِيعًا إِسْتِئْنَاسًا بِالصَّوْتِ فَقَالَ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ أَسْمَعُ صَوْتَكَ وَلَا أَرَى مَكَانَكَ فأين أنت؟ فقال أنا فوقك وأمامك. In some narration, in the other versions, there's another word here, وأمامك ووراءك وعن يمينك وعن شمالك فعلم أن هذه صفة لا تنبغي إلا لله. And there's a printing error here. It should be إلا لله تعالى. قال كذلك أنت يا إلهي فكلامك أسمع أم كلام رسولك قال بل كلامي يا موسى. The Imam Ibn Qudama رحمه الله, he said, and in a narration there occurs that Musa عليه السلام, on the night when he saw the fire and it frightened him and he became alarmed at it, his Lord called to him, O Musa! So he quickly responded, being comforted by the voice, and said, at your service, at your service. I hear your voice, but I do not see the place where you are. So where are you? So he said, I am above you. And in all the other versions, except this printed version of Sheikh Fawzan, all the other versions have another word here, that I am above you and in front of you, and behind you, and to your right, and to your left. So therefore he knew that this was an attribute not befitting anyone except Allah the Most High. So he said, that is how you are, O my God. So is it your speech that I hear, or the speech of a messenger of yours? He said, rather my speech, O Musa. And with regard to this narration, then again, the verifier, Sheikh Badr al-Badr, in his version, his Czech version of his book, he said with regard to this narration, this story is quoted with its full wording in this part, this part is part of a longer narration. He said, this story with its full wording is reported by Imam Ahmad in his book Az-Zuhr. And it is a narration of Wahab ibn Munabbih. One of the middle tabi'een, Wahab ibn Munabbih, who reports this narration, he just said, Wahab ibn Munabbih, rahimahullah, he said, Musa said, that's a report on one of the tabi'een, stating this. And he said, and see, it is a narration of Wahab ibn Munabbih, and perhaps it is one of the Isra'iliyat, which he took from the people of the book, and Allah knows best. And Shaykh Badr al-Badr, he just mentioned that. It's a statement of Wahab ibn Munabbih. Perhaps it is something which he took from the people of the book, because he didn't say the Prophet said this, he didn't say this companion related to me, he just said, he stated it like this. So therefore, the verified here, Shaykh Badr al-Badr said, perhaps it is something which he took from the people of the book. And as a side point here, why would he say something like that? Because this Imam of Yemen here, from the Tabi'een, Wahab ibn Munabbih, he was well known for taking knowledge from the people of the book, taking narrations from the people of the scripture. To the extent that Imam al-Dhahabi said in his book, Sir al-Lam al-Bala, in the biography of Wahab ibn Munabbih, he said, and his narrations, which go back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are very few. And most of his knowledge was narrations from the people of the book, and from the scriptures of the people of the book. As for the explanation of Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan, then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, he said, about this narration, this adds clarity to what has preceded with regard to Allah speaking to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. On this night, when he was upon the road, travelling with his family back to his own land, and he became lost upon the way, and he suffered from coldness. So he went towards the fire which had appeared to him, hoping to take information about the road from it. Obviously, meaning if there's people around the fire, ask them about the correct way. Wanting to take information about the correct road, and wanting to take a burning torch to take fire from it for his family, for them to warm themselves. So Allah the Majestic and Most High called to him and spoke to him when he came to this fire, with speech which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard and said, Musa alayhi salam heard the speech and then he said, I hear your speech, but I do not see where you are. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, because Allah the Majestic and Most High cannot be seen in this world. He is veiled away from his creation in this world, because they are not able to see him, he the perfect and most high, because of his tremendousness and his gloriousness. So no one is able to look upon him in this world. Rather, that will only occur for the believers on the day of resurrection, as an honour bestowed upon them by Allah. فَقَالَ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ أَسْمَعُ صَوْتَكَ وَلَا أَرَى مَكَانَكَ أَيْنَ أَنْتَ قَالَ عَنَ طَوْفَكَ. He said, at your service, I hear your speech, but I do not see where you are. Where are you? He said, I am above you. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this shows affirmation of al-Ulu, affirmation of his being above. And this shows affirmation of Allah the Most High's being above. وَعَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكَ. And to your right and to your left. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, meaning that Allah the Majestic and Most High encompasses and surrounds, and that even though He the Majestic and Most High is above, then He also encompasses and surrounds His creation from every direction. Nothing is hidden from their affairs from Him. So He is above the heavens, and along with this, He encompasses His creation, He the Perfect and Most High. Nothing from their affairs is hidden from Him. Rather, He sees them and He witnesses them, He the Perfect and Most High. So the witness from it is that it contains affirmation of Al-Kalam, of speech for Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. And it contains affirmation of Allah the Most High being above, and of His ihata, and of His encompassing. And that His being above does not negate His encompassing His creation, He the Perfect and Most High. And that's where this particular part of the section ends, and what follows is something more specific with regard to the Qur'an being a speech of Allah the Most High in reality. So he begins with a section on the speech of Allah in general, and then he moves on to a more specific section with regard to the Qur'an in particular, which we'll take next time, inshaAllah. Any points of clarification? Thank you.